Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. He intercedes for us. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. A friend called me recently. She was struggling with a decision about the upcoming school year. She had two plans and was looking for recommendations or thoughts to help her make the decision. Should she go with plan A or plan B? We worked through the usual questions. What are the benefits of both plans? What are the concerns for each? Both had merit and both had concerns. There was no clear winner. It's likely that everyone reading or hearing this devotion is wrestling with a list of decisions now that they feel unprepared or ill-equipped to make. Different sources have conflicting information, which complicates our decision-making even more. The gravity of those decisions can weigh heavily on us, especially when those decisions impact those we serve, those with whom we serve, our family and friends. We want to pray about it, but even then, we may struggle with what we should be praying for. How amazing today's verse is. How often do we look at that list of decisions, responsibilities, and tasks and feel overwhelmed? We may not even know where to start with that prayer. But here is our comfort. He knows. The Lord knows. He knows you, your struggles, your challenges, your desire to make decisions that are best for the work He has given you to do. He provides the Holy Spirit who speaks on our behalf. In the Holy Spirit's intercessions for us are God's love for us and for all. His prayers, unlike ours, are always for God's people in accordance to God's will. We all want to make decisions that align with God's will. What is God's will for you and me? What is the right decision? Gather information. Ask yourself the benefits and concerns. Be sure to ask if any decision is sinful, and of course, avoid that. Go to God in prayer. Keep going to the Word each day to be reminded of all He has done and His promises for you. Our confidence doesn't come from us, but from God. He eagerly hears our prayers. And know that the Holy Spirit is there, interceding for us when we are weak or the words don't come. What a blessing to know that our God not only welcomes our prayers to Him, but also provides the Holy Spirit to speak on our behalf. When decisions weigh on me, be with me, Lord. Remind me of your promises and bless my efforts in serving you. In your name I pray. Amen. May the Lord bless your week. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.